I peaked there. Good morning, tangerines. Welcome to a spooky episode of, what did we call this thing? Spooky Sunday Tangents with a couple of spooky tan.
Tangerines.
That's a trick. Nice.
It's kind of early. I haven't trained my vocal cords. So
we didn't do our vocal exercises this morning.
No.
Actually, we haven't done those in a bit. But anyways, good morning, everyone. I didn't know how to get started. I truthfully forgot. We were workshopping some different names yesterday. Spooky Sunday Tangents, Sunday Spooks, Spooky Tangents. I forgot what else we were saying today, but. Good morning, everyone. Hope you've missed us a little bit. If not, that gives us enough reason to never come back to you again. If you did, hey, we're back. That man over there who was doing the spooky laugh is Danny. I'm Jason. Together, we're the Tangents, and together, all of us, we are the Tangerines. I'm filibustering here a little bit, Danny, because...
No, Jason, I see what you're doing, yeah. But I'll, you know what I was going to tell you? Just to help you out?
Yeah, go for it.
This is just us waking up in the morning just to catch up, you know?
I've been up for three hours now.
I don't know why, to be honest. I really don't know why. You said, you're already... Look at you. Look at you.
You said, Jason, be ready at 7 a.m. And I said, say less, that, King. I'm got that, you. And I got ready by 7 a.m. I was ready. I texted you. And I was like, hey, Danny, I'm here waiting. Can you, like...
Wait a second. Can I show the text message? Because there's nothing like that.
Nah, that's okay. That's okay.
Nothing like that. All I said was, I even told you, Danny. 9 to 10.
Hi, Danny in the chat. Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I woke up early. It's okay.
Jason, it's a Sunday. Take your time.
The thing is, last night I got home, right? And my Anaheim Ducks. 8 p.m.? I got home around 8. Yeah, that's right, actually.
And what? You went to bed at 9?
No. I got home, watched my Anaheim Ducks play. Took down the San Jose Sharks. I swear. The game started at 7. Why?
You had never said my Anaheim
Ducks. My Anaheim Ducks. Go ahead, look at the Instagram group chat. Did I not post?
I don't get those messages no more because I don't see who I not delete it, but I don't have the notification from Instagram no more.
That's disrespectful to all of us.
It was really annoying. Just you guys. No, it was just like so many posts for so many things, and I'm like, okay.
That's disrespectful. We post a lot of funny stuff on there, especially Doug and my brother.
I do. They do go on. Yeah, I do miss it.
But I posted there. I was watching my Anaheim Ducks take down the San Jose Sharks. Suck it, losers. Big game. Segres gets a goal from empty net goal from across the way.
Oh.
Well, yeah, it was great.
That sounds pretty good.
Lundestrom gets a nice goal. A nice little Brian Jason connection right there. Pass in.
Oh, you guys are Chell.
From Chell, yes.
You're Chell.
Yeah. So anyways, I was watching the game and got to bed like around 10:30.
So so late for you.
No, that's about the time I go to sleep, Danny. That's about the time I'm for sure in bed. I usually go to sleep around 11, but I mean, if you think about it, that's about already 7-8 hours of sleep. That's all I need. Any more, I'm getting a headache for the rest of the day.
You know, it's weird. I only need six hours.
So what time do you go to sleep?
I didn't sleep until 3 in the morning.
That's not good for you, Danny. That's that's the devil's hour.
That's the witching hour, and I get it, but as you spend the night over here, you know there's nothing wrong in my place. In Bahamut a boat.
You're what?
Humble a boat. Is that how you say it?
Humble of oat?
A boat.
So anyways, yeah, I got plenty of sleep. I'm perfectly fine. I don't need to sleep past 6:30. You know, my body said wake up. And my brain said, okay.
Hey, look at you. You were able to church. You look cute, Jason.
Stop it.
Will you ever wear earrings?
Will I ever?
Yeah, you think like earrings like mine? I don't know how mine on right now, but will you ever pierce your ears?
No, I don't know if the Catholic guilt is what got to me at a young age.
Catholic guilt?
Well, because
there's a Catholic guilt for that?
Oh, of course, Danny. You're not supposed to harm your body because God made you perfect the way you are. So if you start to modify, you know, plastic surgery, tattoos, anything to mess with your body, it's a terrible, terrible, terrible sin. One of the worst sins. Top five, top seven, maybe. So I don't know if it was that, but I never really had desires for tattoos. Never really had desires for piercings. Mm-hmm. I'm just kidding. I don't think that's Catholic guilt. I just don't. I never really thought about getting my ears pierced. Who knows? Maybe. Maybe one day. Maybe somebody dares me to do it. Maybe somebody gets us about, I don't know, 10,000 subscribers. And
oh, but Jason, that's, you know, that's a stretch. You would never get that. You know what? You will look good with, like, you know, the little hoop earrings.
Oh, okay.
I'm not talking about like those. No, like tiny ones.
Bigger the hole, the bigger the slut. That's what they said.
That's okay, I guess. But I think it will look good. Just the little tiny ones. I don't think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No, please.
Yeah.
No, please. Good, man. Okay, sorry.
You can always take it off.
Yeah, but then there's always a hole in my ear, you know what I mean?
It closes down if you don't want it no more.
No, yeah, so if we get about 10,000 subscribers, I'll do it. I'll get both my ears pierced.
10,000, that's too much, Jason. That's like, we had 26.
This is... We're almost there.
Just say no.
I'm not going to say no. You can't say no to anything, Danny. You never know. This is like when they ask you if you're going to get a new PC and you said, yeah, when Jason gets one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we don't know how that's going to go. Well.
Yeah, and if we get 100,000 subscribers, tattoo.
No.
How about that? I'll get a tattoo of our Sunday Morning Tangents, our two guys.
I'm going to have to send this clip and send it to some popular, the Bobby Lee podcast that are really popular.
Yeah, they would love to have us there. Yeah,
yeah, and then just end up be like, hey, can you guys, he will do all this stuff if you guys, and they're like, yep,
if all I right, get, if
you guys subscribe,
if we get 100,000, Danny, I'll get your logo, your character from yours, I'll get that one tattooed on me.
Oh, you know what, and I
then yours. You get me. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Because this is much easier than you know, getting into two that you don't know what to get, because this will mean something.
It will mean something. It will mean a lot to us. Yeah, I don't know where I'd get it. I was thinking of my right butt cheek, like right on the corner.
Why would you hide it?
Hmm?
Why would you hide it? Why are you putting on butt cheek?
My butt cheek isn't
like
hidden.
I get it. Jason, you have wrist, man. You have wrist, dude.
Gotcha.
You know my family's listening to this stuff?
That's okay.
Yeah.
I don't say anything on here that I don't want others to listen to. That's what? Not true. There's so many things said on here that I'm like, shit, maybe I shouldn't have said that. You ever think, Danny, can you imagine in the future? You and I make it. We both become CEOs. And then people find this and they're like, what the fuck? Why are these two in charge of our company?
Oh, man.
You ever think about that?
You know what? Now I am.
Yeah, think about it.
And I don't mind. And to be honest, there's nothing wrong with it.
I want my employees to know that I may be a CEO, but I'm a fun time too, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I also want respect.
But
don't forget about the respect.
100%,
yeah.
100%. I used to tell people, don't take advantage of me and I'll be a friend.
Yeah.
I never really told anyone that, but I thought it.
In your mind?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know where else to think it.
It's funny that you say that, because this is a spooky episode. There's nothing spooky that we talk about.
My butt cheek might be spooky.
I think because we haven't talked for a while on the podcast, you know?
Well, the thing is, we have to give a shout out to one of our listeners. They said you gave them the question, what do you want us to talk about? And what did they say, Danny?
Oh, just random stuff?
Boom.
Keep tanging around. It's just, Jason, we've been, this is what, 2024?
That's right.
We've been literally doing this for, what, since 2016, pretty much? Like, you know, not on camera. Just doing it.
2016 sounds longer than I think.
17. If that sounds correct, dude.
Yeah, 17? 7 years?
16. 7 years, I think. We're just sitting down like a couple of hooligans and just like drinking some tea. We should have done that, Jason. I think next time, just when you ever come here, I think we have to go somewhere. I found this spot where it's a cafe. It's in the mountain side or in the back. You're just there drinking some tea and just, you see the whole
mountain. You should have said it. Diana loves herself a good tea time. That would have been a great time.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Tea time sounds so nice. One of my favorite things aesthetically that I like to see, you know, in Europe, everyone's just sitting on like the front of the restaurant, the little patio area.
They're just sitting
with their legs crossed, drinking their little espresso or cappuccino or whatever the case may be. I'll give you $2 for the shirt. $2.
This shirt has more than just sweat, dude, and it's more worth more than that. Some girls have sold their underwear for more than that.
That's a great point.
$2 is too cheap, man.
Tell you what, Danny. Once we get 20,000 subscribers, we'll release merch. How about that? Producers, write this down. Producers, write this down. All right. 10,000.
I think our producer is sleeping. I think both our producers, they're sleeping.
They might be. 10,000, Jason gets his ears pierced. 20,000, merchandise. 100,000, tattoo. Jason gets his tattoo. Danny gets his tattoo at 50,000.
I'm down at 50,000. We both have to get at 50,000, Jason. I don't know why you say 100,000.
Gerardo says release it now. Sorry, dude. Sorry, bro. I don't know why I turned to a white boy there, but
what do you guys want? You guys want like little condoms of us in the picture, like the little little face in a condom, and then one of them in different condoms. You know, you can do merchandise like that, condoms too. You know,
I'm sure you can, Danny. I just don't know why you went there. We have a little underwear. Yeah, underwear is a good idea.
That's a good idea. Imagine my face in front of it and your face in the back.
Oh, no. You're on one cheek, I'm on the other cheek.
Oh, that's true.
I like that one. I like yours too.
And then a little tiny ones in a little tiny faces in the front.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. These are great ideas. We need to hold some of these close to our chest, though, because people might steal them, and then they're going to make fake merchandise, I don't want people making their own merchandise and being like, this is the official Sunday Morning Tangents merchandise.
Well, that's why I think I told the niece to put TM, but she didn't put TM, the little one over here.
Trademark?
Just way they don't, you know.
Yeah, Danny says he would like socks. We're probably going to start with shirts first, just see how that goes, and then we'll create designs. If anybody's a designer out there wants to create fun design for us, one of our 26 subscribers, go ahead, give it a shot. Open to
it. Give it a shot. Hey, we give our permission to do that. Just not permission to sell.
No, don't sell it without a permission.
No, not permission. This is a binding, this is a video, and the thing is, counts as paper.
A video counts as paper. Everybody knows this.
Yeah. So pretty soon we go from this to condoms. So safe sex, you know, do safe sex.
If I'm not mistaken, Danny, one of our cousin's sons listens to this. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Safe sex, like I said.
That's fair. That's fair. That's a great point. That's a great point.
You know? Can never be him. But, Jason, I think we need to keep talking about...
What? Spooky stuff? Spooky stuff's overrated.
Overrated? No, man. No,
it's not overrated. When do you think, Danny... Let's get started with the spooky stuff. When do you think the spooky culture got really popular? Do save sex shirt, please. Save sex shirts. Do save sex.
Yeah. Shirts.
No, I know, but I'm picturing the shirt saying do save sex. not have sex, sex. Save sex. Do save sex. I like the way that sounds. And it's just our faces on there.
There's so many things to save sex, Jason. I'm not trying to change the conversation, but no, there's some other things that I was in college and I took a class, biology or something, and they were teaching us stuff like that.
Chemistry.
And I'm like, there's so many save sex things you can use that I have never heard of. So
Elaborate. Cases, like what?
If you're going to do like, you know, I don't want to say.
You know what?
Oral. There's a way to... You know,
wait,
yeah, let's not go there.
Wait, never mind.
Okay, think about it this. Think about it this. You have a roll up, a fruit roll up, right? You know the fruit roll up?
Yeah.
It's pretty much that. Mm. You just expand it and you put it over it.
Over and they what?
Have over the other the male genitalia.
Okay. And where does that go?
Like just on top.
Of what?
It's just like a little blanket. It's like a little blanket. Just this, like a fruit roll up, like a little blanket.
What does that do?
It's just that way you're not, you know, it's like it causes flavors. That way you're not getting, you know, some type of disease.
Oh,
Jason, just a little blanket for the male genitalia, okay? Just think about a little blanket.
I got you. I'm just wondering the purpose of the blanket.
Like what it's supposed to do.
I know, but why are they using that instead of something else?
Oral. It's just for right. Oral.
Okay. What? But
oral, Jason.
I got you.
It's for the other person because I guess that comes in flavors. This is in school, by the way. This is in college, not in high school. I was just like, oh, I didn't know that.
That's interesting. You learned this in biology?
I don't know what a class it was, to be honest. I think it was health or science, something like that.
That makes more sense. What else? What else did you learn?
What else did I remember? I mean, of course, you have the preventing, you know, pregnancy, all the, you know, and also the most important one though, is just don't have sex.
Right. It's so dumb when they say that, huh? Like,
yes.
Like the most, the best way to have safe sex is don't have sex.
Well, there's also like big condoms for girls. They're just big, but there's condoms for girls.
Right. Welcome to Spooky Sending Tangents, everybody. Can I?
That was spooky.
I'm gonna show everyone so if you guys were here early enough during our live soon segment, or you know what, let's go to that real quick. We're gonna show you two versions, and then we're gonna show you first the one we landed on, and then we're gonna show you the other one. All right? This is the one we landed on, nice and spooky. It's some spooky music in the background. Very Nosferatu.
Is it really?
Very Nosferatu. This is what we were going for. But this was the first one I made. Look at us, we're cute.
It's not showing up yet.
Okay. It should. Well,
oh, now it is. Yeah, there it is. Look at that.
There it is.
Look at that. That's a great merch right there. You're right. I think that's a great merch right
there. We could. Yeah. I think we could have done this. Oh, we should. Anyways.
I like your logo. Good job, Jason. And you and Denise coming up with this. This is, you know.
You know, Danny, shout out to Denise for. I had a lot of the rough sketches that I think I have. I don't know what I'd do with.
Yeah, save those because they're going to go on the museum at one point in the future.
200,000 subscribers. I will give a lucky listener/viewer my rough sketches of the early versions of the logo.
Really?
Yeah, I'll give it to them. I don't care.
Do you make a copy first?
Oh.
There you go. Look at that.
Yep. Still have it. Actually, surprised I do. Some other earlier versions.
Yeah, look at that.
Now, this is spooky because this is terrible drawings. I've never been very artistic with my hands, Danny. Anyways, 200,000, I'll give those away to a lucky viewer / listener.
200,000, damn.
So today we're talking spooky, Danny. Let's move on. This was about a 20-minute tangents of classic tangent episode. But we do come here with a purpose. And as you see in the title, hold on, let me double check what the title was. Because I forgot now that. Talking horror movies of 2024. Danny, you've been excited for this for a little bit now. You keep talking about how the horror movies are. Oh, wait. I was asking a question before we got off on the Do Safe Sex. When do you think spooky season became such pop culture? Because I feel like Spencer's was always about spookiness, right?
But over the years, you're talking about over the years.
Over the years, it feels like
10 years.
10 years ago?
10 years.
2014.
10 years ago, yes. I believe that 10 years ago, it just started to become more popular. People having more Halloween parties and stuff. I think it's just becoming more, I think over the last 10 years, it has a lot of people just like, hey, it's Halloween. Now Halloween is being celebrated way before October. Now it's September. You see at the store now, at the end of August, I think it's already starting to see Halloween stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And people are excited for it. And you see those memes, keeps showing like, I'm ready for fall on Halloween.
You were so out of breath there.
A bit. I didn't
didn't get enough tea today.
No. But yeah, I think it's just becoming really popular now. So now, you know, as a person who loves that kind of stuff, as a not pronounced goth person, but it could be goth Guatemalan person, I enjoy this stuff. I enjoy this stuff a lot, as you can tell.
There needs to be a different classification, I think, for people maybe like you and I, maybe you a little bit more, because you are into a lot of that sort of stuff. But if somebody sees you walking around, I don't think anybody would ever call you goth.
Oh, no.
I would never call you goth.
The reason why, Jason, is because I've never been the person who, and you either, I know you. You have a lot of, like, I think we both are the same, where we have a lot of likes and pop culture and stuff like that. But we don't really show it off. Besides, don't get my beard against stuff. But I'm talking about, like, actually going out and, like, dressing up or whatever. I'm just saying, like, you know, this is different. Like, this is like in my house. But you know what I mean? Like, I don't go out and say, oh, I'm a freaking nerd. I'm a geek.
Oh, sure. I gotcha.
And I don't focus on one particular franchise or, like, stuff like that, where other people, they're, like, go crazy. You know, like, they're like, oh, I'm in love with this and I'm only with this. And they show it out by dressing up or whatever. Or, I don't know. I feel like we both are not like that.
We're not. I think the only times I really do is probably like going to Comic-Con and stuff like that, where I wear my shirts. Like, I got a few Uncharted shirts and Hannibal and Mr. Robot shirts, but I don't wear those.
I need to watch Mr. Robot. Damn, I need to watch the show.
I'll show you something my brother got me.
Sure. Hey, he gave you a little Nosferatu. What?
It's pretty cool, huh?
Thanks for that.
It came in like a really cool box too, but he said with the heat or something, it got unsealed. It's not like a whole box, brother.
Damn,
it's
just, how was that shit?
Yeah, it got unsealed, so now I gotta get like glue or something and put it.
Oh, look at that!
It's pretty cool.
Oh, it's a mecha. It's a remake of the mecha. The mecha. So those are really. You have no idea what the fuck that is.
Oh, come on! Yes, I do. Mecha.
No. That's pretty cool though. That's a remake of an old toy.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's really cool.
Very fitting for our spooky season in the broad daylight.
Yeah, I don't know why you brought the line. You should just close the blinds and just have spookiness, Jason. But you know what, this is why but you have seen so many horror movies, the people will be like, you watch horror movies?
I don't know if anyone thinks that anymore, though. That's the thing.
There's still people who can't watch horror movies, dude.
No, I know.
There's still people who can, like, they're, like, just too scared to watch them.
You know, the other day I watched Insidious 2, Danny, a couple nights ago.
Oh, okay.
I didn't like it.
No, it's not that great, to be honest.
Yeah, I know.
Me and Denise watched the entire series, and we only liked the first one the most.
Yeah. The new one was Red Door, I think it was called.
Oh, that was suck balls. We went
Yeah,
to the
a
theater to watch
couple of
that.
them.
Suck balls.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Was not
that came
you
out
went
this
to the
year.
theater? Yeah,
Yeah, I went to watch it.
I didn't even
I
add
was
it to my
excited for
list.
it.
That was this year?
Yeah, that was this
Wow.
year, I believe
Crazy
so.
to think it's already October 2024. October 13th to be exact.
Yeah, that was this year, I believe so.
Yeah, that was kind of boring. That was lame. That kid cannot act. He's not a good actor.
It's just I oh
Danny saw
Danny's
Salem's
case.
Law. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, we also saw
I'm
it
sorry.
together
Yeah.
and it was not that great, to be honest.
We watched it in Oregon together and near Salem, Oregon.
Which has
Check
nothing
that
to
out.
do with
With this one, but whatever. Man, that shit was boring, wasn't it? It was.
Apparently the book is really good.
I saw some people afterwards saying that they already were against it because I guess there's a lot that goes on in the book that a movie would not be able to cover it all. And it makes sense because
Yeah.
everything started happening so fast. And I think we were all like, wait, they already took over? Like, how did this
Well,
happen?
remember
But
the
yes, I
little
already
kid was
forgot about
already
that.
start killing?
Yeah.
Remember the little kid was already out of nowhere. He's like, "Oh, I'm a badass." I'm like, "What the fuck is the little kid just killing shadow everywhere?
That little kid was
Vampires?"
badass, though.
Yeah, but they didn't show like the
His origin
how he
story?
got to the conclusion. How he got to the conclusion there was
Oh,
that
that's
guy from
right.
the
I
the
think they
house.
did. I think they did. It was just like in two sentences where they covered that. He's like, it's gotta be this guy. And I was like, whoa. That little kid was badass. That shit was lame. This shit was lame.
Where we come from, Jason, I do wish at one point, actually, never mind, because this is really fucked up. But if there's a story, is if you go to the cemetery at midnight or something, you might see witches. This is way in Guatemala, okay? Do you remember the cemetery in Chiapas?
Course.
Oh, okay.
Cerro Gordo.
Okay, that's that one too.
I don't know the one in. Oh, yes. Sorry, never mind. Yes, I gotcha.
Well, apparently, if you go there too late at night or something, if you bring dirt, or this is just in general, if you bring cemetery dirt from your shoes or something like that to your house, there's a way that supposedly curses or whatever, like witches or whatever, they can enter your house freely because there's cemetery dirt.
You want to try it?
Oh, Jason. No, I don't want to try it. No. But I want to take a camera and just set it up and not
Yeah.
stay there though. Fuck that. And just
Coward.
come the next day.
Just leave
Or
a GoPro.
live stream it.
Oh, there we go. That'd be fun.
And see what happens.
Nothing's gonna happen like at all, Danny. You know that, right?
Oh, Jason.
Oh, sorry.
Jason, this is
Sorry. I think we're gonna see some really crazy stuff. We might see our ancestral family walking amongst the grave.
we'll see. But then again, nothing will happen and be like, fuck. And then we have to do it again and nothing again. And I'm
No,
like,
Danny, come on, dude. Why did we just switch spots there? Here's
okay,
the like
all
I
right.
went back to back you up and then you turn.
I'm sorry, Jason. Just sometimes, I don't know.
Dana said, "Wait, Danny, remember that I said Skinwalker three times and I'm still alive." So
No.
she said Skinwalker three times, like three times. So she said it nine times.
You left to the desert, okay?
Oh,
There's
it
nothing in
doesn't
the
hang out
desert.
in the desert. It only hangs out in the wood
No,
areas. We're not
in
in
the
the
woods.
desert, Danny. I told
Actually,
you, Riverside is not the desert. Not really.
they I come from deserts, but they're more like southern because of the
Boom.
Navajo of the Navajo people. So maybe yeah, but
California is Navajo country. I don't know
it
if
is
that's
Navajo
true.
country.
Cool. There you
It's
go. You're welcome.
is it?
I don't know. I think there were a lot
Okay.
of tribes in this area. Probably not just Navajo.
But imagine that. I feel like I can take you know what, a GoPro and just set up a couple of them. I got a couple of cheap ones, I think, and then just start recording. And then we just go through the with everybody. We just go through the or we can live stream it somehow. We can live stream it.
I don't know what GoPros can do or what they're capable of.
Oh, okay.
But anyways, Danny, I don't know why Skinwalker wouldn't be able to travel with us. So you are argument about skinwalkers.
Ow.
I don't know. They could walk. They're skinwalkers. They could just switch skins and, you know, get tired of one body, go to the next body.
They only do animals. They only do animals, and they do only do mimic humans' voices. Okay.
They walk in skin in animal skins, like It Follows. Ooh, They Follow, coming soon.
Like It Follows, yeah. Like It Follows, yeah.
Or is It Follows? No, it's not. I was gonna ask if it's based off of Skinwalkers, but no. I quickly.
Maybe, I don't know. They look alike, though.
I don't think so, but no, Skinwalkers aren't the thing. Come at me, Skinwalkers, okay. Skinwalkers. You said Skinwalkers like 3 times today, also. You said it a couple times while we were lost in the corn maze.
Okay, then go to the next time. Go to the forest.
Okay.
Somewhere far, deep in the forest.
No, but don't ask me to do it in the dark, though, because that's, like, different. I'm not scared of skinwalkers. I'm just scared of anything.
You can say it in the morning. You can say it whatever time.
I'll be so down to do it daytime. Let's go to Mount Hood. Go off into the... Go off hiking. I'll say it.
Oh, you should... Man, there's a lot of stories of people experiencing stuff like that in Oregon.
You know what sucks? It's probably just, like, people out there. It might just be a murderer out there killing people. And then people are like, we don't know what happened because we don't know who it is. But it's just...
Maybe.
It's just
still creepy, though.
It is creepy. I don't want to die in the woods.
Should we just end it with just talking about the movies that we like this year?
Does the bear shit in the woods? Yeah, sure. You want to get to it. That's all right.
Jason. I want to talk about more about cemeteries. No, I'm just kidding.
We could.
There's a famous, this is an old, so he's not kidding. You know Primer Impacto?
Yeah, I know Primer Impacto. Who doesn't?
Oh, Jason, that's when I think it started for me. It was what, back in, what, I don't know, 2007 or something like that? I forgot what year it was. I watched Primer Impacto, like every other Latino family would, you know? Yes. As you should, you know?
Yes.
And then I realized that they just keep putting the prettiest ladies there just to get the guy's attention.
They still do that.
They still do that? Oh, I guess I haven't seen it.
Spanish news channels, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they do Hispanic. That. Anyways, I saw this video, the Bruja de Monterrey.
Mm.
The witch of Monterrey. The Monterrey witch. Yeah, sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah, you should look it up.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to get it
wasn't, a little bit. No, not right now. Not right now. I'm saying, just look it up.
Look it up, people, for yourself. We're not going to do it for you.
Yeah.
The Witch of Monterrey, I think, was right, Danny. There's a book. There's a book about it.
Dude, it's because it was big. I remember watching this on it was not live news. You know, it's not live news, but I watching this, and I was just like, what the fudge?
This was, I'm going to read the quick little Amazon Music synopsis here. La Bruja, or the Witch of Monterrey, Nuevo León, Mexico, was a story that caught the world by surprise in 2006. Recordings of a humanoid from two different cameras were presented as evidence. Even more detail surfaced when the story came out as a little known event that happened 2 years prior. Didn't really give us a lot of information, but I guess a humanoid?
It was just like I said, I was just watching the news and they showed this and I was just obsessed, Jason.
What the fuck is that? Was that you?
Oh, sorry, that was me. That
scared me. I thought it was La Bruja.
That was me. And then so the story goes deeper. So you saw, if you see her, it's just floating like at midday or whatever. Then apparently the guards in the cemetery. There was a guard in the cemetery. He was, guarding the cemetery. And then he's out of nowhere. He says that he was just walking by with his flashlight looking around and stuff like that. He heard noises. You know, he didn't see nobody in his back. But he felt like something, he was getting sick. This is what witches does, Jason. This is what witches can actually make you feel sick. So, anyways, he didn't see nothing. And then out of nowhere, he sees up. And then he sees just this thing floating. Like in a black garment or whatever, and just looked at him, and with the big, you know, traditional. That's why the people say it's fake, because it was traditional. Anyways, he fainted, and then I think he called his buddy when he was trying to wake up, and they called his buddy, and then I guess the ambulance came in, they checked him. He was really he looked like he was really distressed. But yeah, This is the witch. This is what got me more into it when I saw that, and I was like, "What the fuck is that?"
Shout out to Primer Impacto. Speaking on Brujas, Danny, there was one of the La Llorona movies. There's like two that came out. There's like three that came out in a matter of a year or two. They were all kind of not good, but there was one that had a scene where they were in a car. There's like kids in the car, and that scene was legitimately scary. That was a really good scene. The only good scene of the movie, but it was a good scene. Really good tension and really good thrilling moments in that one.
Well, funny about that, it's the Curse of the Llorona, who is supposed to be linked to the other, the Conjuring world. Yeah,
the Nun universe.
It's supposed to be linked because the father is the father from, I think, I forgot which Conjuring. First one, I think. I forgot. I don't know.
They're making anyways, it a Conjuring universe.
But that scene was a really good one, but the thing, though, they showed too much in trailers.
Agreed.
That's the scene they were showing too much in trailers. It would have been more impactful.
Primer Impacto.
That movie sucked balls too, man. I was like, fucking so fucking annoyed. I'm like, are you kidding me?
The only good Llorona movie that's come out is that Guatemalan one, made by or produced by French filmmakers, but based on Guatemalan attempted genocide on native Guatemalans. It was more of a political thriller. Not a really thriller. It was a lot more of a political horror, but then there was a lot of horror elements with La Llorona. And
that one was very good. Yeah, that could be more. That was a good movie, but there could be more. To be honest, it felt like a documentary. It wasn't like...
Almost.
It felt like almost like a documentary in a way.
There's probably a lot of... it was based on true events. Like, a lot of that attempted genocide did happen.
Yeah.
The stuff that didn't happen is like general or whatever he was getting cursed by La Llorona. Oh, you know what? Who am I to say that it's not true?
Jason, there's a lot of, like I say, there's unexplained sickness. There's a lot of unexplained stuff. Like I said, every day at work by myself, I listen to, you know, the stories I showed you.
Yeah. No, yeah, you're just a kook, Danny.
I do have to stop at a certain time, though.
You get a little spooked?
No, I'm just like, okay, I need to listen to something else instead of listening to this for 4 hours.
You don't have to stop. I mean, if you like
at
it,
home,
man.
I listen at home. I'm by myself. I'm listening by myself at home. And when I'm going to work, I listen too much of that kind of scary stuff, too.
Well, we haven't done enough here, Danny. Let's talk about what we originally came on here to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
So, did you listen to Icelandic Witches video, Danny?
No.
She sent it to you via my text.
Yes. No, I started watching it, but I'm not finished it. Because I've been saving that.
Yeah, you've been saving it, but you're watching four hours this past week or what? Come on.
Listening. This is listening.
Okay, that's right.
I said listening.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
But yes, Diana, I for sure, trust me, this is like really out of my alley. Up my alley, yeah. I don't know much about Icelandic witches that much.
Honestly, that term, it already sounds cool, though. Icelandic witches. Because it probably has to do with, I don't know, I didn't watch the video, but I should. It probably has to do with some Vikings shit, right? That'd be cool.
It sounds like it, yes.
Vikings stuff. That sounds really cool. Is there a movie about this? Frozen? Let's...
Frozen? No. Remember the Vikings? You remember the movie The Vikings? No.
Oh.
What's the movie where...
Pathfinder.
Yes!
I gotcha, yes! Dog!
Oh my god, Jason.
That was a cool Viking movie.
That was a fucking cool... But nobody fucking knows about that movie.
Yeah,
the Pathfinder.
Yep. I gotcha.
And there's a scene there... There's a scene there where with the Viking dude, I don't know if it's at the end or not. He's fighting the Viking dude. It looks creepy as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And let me see who's the actor is. It's fucking
Carl Urban.
He's the main actor in this movie.
This movie came out like what, 2005, 2006? Pulling this out of my ass.
2007.
2007. Really pulling this out of my ass right now. Shout out to Carl Urban. Shout out to Pathfinder.
Wow. Okay, yeah, yeah, so let's keep going. Sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. Let's get on here to talk about horror movies of 2024. Because it's something you've been excited about, Danny. You've been talking about a lot of horror movies coming out. I don't know how many on your list. And I don't have any specific order.
No, I don't have a specific order, but I have the ones that I like the most.
Why don't you start off? Which one? Let's start off with one. Let's go one by one. Give me one that you really liked.
What's it called? The Last Night? No.
Late Night with the Devil?
Yeah, Late Night with the Devil. I like that one. I did like the concept of it. It was really cool.
That's a fun concept. Do you have a Shudder account?
No.
Where'd you watch this? Did you just make one?
I just created. No. I saw this. I rented it or something.
Oh, Danny, it was on Shudder. You should. I created a like
I don't
a
have temporary. Shudder.
I created a temporary account for Shudder so I could watch this movie. For those who don't know, Last Night with the Devil is about a. I don't know, whatever is this, 60s, 70s, late night show?
70s.
70s, about a host who comes up, and then he comes down, and then he invites this girl who says she's possessed, and everyone's very skeptical about it. Yeah. And, well, the rest...
Just watch it.
...is on TV. But it's very creepy. There's a lot of good tone moments of uneasiness, and you know where it's going, like it's obvious where it's going, but it's still a lot of fun elements of horror in that.
It's not too scary in a scary level of Danny and Jason's scariness. The out of 1 out of 5, I think this is like a
can we do me, 1 out of 10?
1.5.
okay, never mind. No, we could 10. Do points. We could do points. 1.5.
One slash out of 10 slashes. I think this is what is it? Like a 5.6
two
slash of scariness.
5.6 slashes. I like that.
Yeah. So it's not scary. There's moments that I'm like, for us, for somebody else, I don't know.
I'd say a 6 slash. Okay. A 6 slash. I'll go with a 6 slash.
Okay.
It's not super scary. You're right.
No, it's not super scary, but. But there, I'm not gonna say it though because it's actually well kind of messed up. But the thing at the end, how what the reason the up and down shit with the guy, it comes from based on a true events, Jason. Supposedly true events. So and also this also like if you go to the rabbit hole like I did,
You love yourself like it a rabbit true. Hole, man.
Oh yeah.
You followed that rabbit down the hole. Oh, wait a minute. Is that the is Alice in Wonderland the origin of going down the rabbit hole?
Maybe.
Wow, I didn't know that. You never really think about these sort of things, you know?
Oh no, no. And you should, and if you look up the author of that movie, back Alice? In the 1800s, Jason. Oh. Think about the 1800s and like what he wrote on and what his story.
The origin of skinwalkers.
Should okay, know. That's not the original Skinwalkers.
No, Skinwalkers anyways, have been around for a long time. We all know this.
They have.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
I'm telling you, Jason.
That's what I'm saying.
One day we're gonna go to a reservation place so the the eldest can tell us about the stories about that stuff about the Wendigo, and they don't like to say the name, by the way. They're just creatures because they're for them is like You're not supposed to mention them.
Right.
At all.
Right.
They'll tell you, Jason. They'll tell you.
Okay. Let's move on to long legs here, Danny.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're going to the big guy right here.
We're going to the big guy. Is this the big guy?
For me, it is. This is my favorite year. This is my favorite horror movie of the year. Well, next to another one, but
yeah. No, you can't say next, so you got to choose one. No ties. No ties in this game.
Horror-wise, this is much scarier, and the tone, not jump scare. This is just like the tone, the setting, the eeriness that makes you feel like you just come out of the theater. Like I was like, oh shit. But long leg station. What do you want to say?
I don't know if I said it on here. I don't remember if I told Diane about it. I think I told you, but I don't remember if I said it on the podcast. But I went into long legs feeling uneasy. I went to watch it by myself. Did I tell you about it? I don't know if I
No, no, no. You told me about it, to go watch it for sure.
Well, when I went to go watch it, my head was playing games with me. Ever since the shooting at the Dark Knight
movie. Oh, yes, yes.
I sometimes I do get thoughts in my head that something's going to happen. So I'm usually a little uneasy already, but when
you
I got
should be like that, Jason.
What? You shouldn't?
You should be like that.
I should be cautious about it at all times.
Jason, that's how affected people survive.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for encouraging my thoughts. But when I got to the theater, I went to park, right? And this parking structure, it's a parking structure. I parked on the first floor. And when I parked, I look up and there's a guy standing like, I don't know, 5-10 feet away from me from my car. And I look up and he looks at me and he's kind of just staring at me. He looks like he might be unhoused. I don't know for sure, but I felt a little sketchiness because I was already going to go watch this Long Legs movie, which before I went to watch it, I was also on Instagram scrolling and I saw that somebody had posted something like that the FBI raided a theater. So I was like, is going on? I'm like, over here already. So that guy's just standing there and he's staring at me. And I'm like, I'm just going to wait here until he walks away. And then some other guy, like to the left of him, like left of me and like peripheral, I see some guy like walking closer, kind of with like a limp. And I'm like, the fuck is going on right now? And I'm just sitting there. Then the guy walks kind of in front of my car. Then the other one, the guy with the limp was walking in front of my car. The other guy kind of starts walking closer to my door. And I was like, oh, fuck this. And I just back away. And then I went to a park somewhere completely different. And I was watching them. And they looked like they were checking cars. So I think they were trying to break into cars. Anyways, so I went into the theater feeling uneasy.
Why did they say nothing?
What am I going to tell them?
This is a theater complex? Parking lot? Was it the theater complex?
What are they?
Lot?
Why would they listen to me? What, like, all right, dude. You know?
Hey, dude, there's some weird people over there going through cars.
You're right. There were weird people going through cars. Oh, well, it looked like it. So anyways, I go up there, and sit down, and I sit at the front row. I usually sit a little closer when I go by myself.
Yeah.
And my back is to the hallway. And I didn't like this feeling at all. My head was like this the whole time. I'm just looking over my shoulder. I felt really uneasy. Anyways, that really amplified the tone of Long Legs. Just feeling like somebody's going to come up. I told Diana this the other day. Sometimes I feel like somebody's going to come up and stab me on my neck.
Hey, always have those feelings. That's how you survive. That's how you always have those
feelings. This is terrible. It was a terrible feeling. Anyways, that really helped the tone of Long Legs and feeling uneasy. And the most horror of it is the uncomfortable feeling that something isn't right of that movie. Not super scary. It depends what you find scary, right?
Yeah, I feel like this has a mix of a lot of things, but it's just the eeriness. And this is the thing with this movie, Jason. This feels more realistic than other horror movies. Other horror movies just jump scares about, I don't know, a demon or something like that. This is more like, this could happen to you in a way, if this could happen. Yeah. And that for me was like, because I heard stories about that stuff. I heard stories about...
You've also heard stories about skinwalkers. Just saying that. They're just...
No, I know. But this is for me, this is where like... This movie, like, it has parts I'm like, okay. Like, you don't really see what you're supposed to be seeing. Like, you think something's going to show up, like, solidify or something, but no. No, this is what the evil does. Evil does influence. And that's the shit, people. That shit is scary to me.
Yeah.
And plus, Nicolas Cage, that scene in jail... I was like, what the fuck? Dude, stop saying it. I know you're acting about it. I know you're acting about it, but goddamn.
Like, you can't be saying that so much, man.
I was like, I know he's acting, and I'm pretty sure he has to rehearse it over and over again. Mm-hmm. So who knows how many times he said it?
Yeah, I agree with you. When he was saying it, I was like, nah, man, you can't say that. I think I told you that if I was an actor,
yeah,
I would not. I would be like, I can't say that.
No, to be honest, I'll be like reading the script, because I'm pretty sure they had to read the script, right?
Yeah.
Like everything, what they had to say, and I'm like, fuck that.
Can we change it? Can we make it a little more
subtle? Yeah.
But he said it like he believed it too, Nicolas Cage.
Like, yes,
he believed that shit. But
so,
anyways, it's not too scary though. It's tough for me to call it a scary horror movie. It's a thrilling, suspenseful movie. With
very suspenseful
some horror aspects, but it's not like your typical horror movie. It's just it just gets a little dark. Well, it gets very dark.
A little, Jason.
It gets very
a
dark.
A little.
It gets dark,
fucking but... dark. Still, I think it did a good job of what it's supposed to do, which is show a movie and you are getting like, oh shit, this makes me feel uneasy.
There's like one scene, I think, that had like the horror elements, like a traditional horror element of seeing
which
something. It was a scene where you kind of just see the eyes.
Oh yeah, that was freaking scary.
That was pretty scary, and that was like the only thing I think throughout the movie where I was like, it wasn't a jump scare. I don't think it was a jump scare, but it was like the things that look like you would maybe have a nightmare or you see in the dark, you know, like that type of horror.
There's
element.
Some people, they have nightmares of that shit. That was a good, I mean, think about that.
I think about it sometimes.
It just looks scary, yeah.
It's scary.
Some,
great
some
movie.
Doesn't think.
I think we need to clarify real quick. Sorry, Danny. The slashes aren't grades for the slash, like seven slashes. It's not a grade for the movie. It's how scary it was.
Yeah, how scary it was, yeah.
The movie is like a 9.5, 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, you were saying?
I don't know. I just like this movie. I keep liking that they keep making stuff like this. Not the jump scare. Jump scare movies, they're fun. They're a fun movie. To me, they're fun.
Yeah, I agree.
They're fun, like but I like. I don't know why. It's so weird how that we like to feel uneasy. That's the thing. Human beings like to feel the bad stuff.
We like to feel, Danny. That's the thing. We just feel.
God damn, you're right. I think that's why aliens are never going to understand us.
It's adrenaline that rushes in our veins that we all like to get. We all like a little bit of adrenaline in our lives.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's part
of
it.
So, yeah. This movie is good. This is Spooky Sunday Tangents recommended movie.
It's a stamp.
Okay.
I'm gonna name off a few, Danny, that I think were not good.
Not too much. Yeah.
But good in that like jump scare classic type of horror. And I don't know if the Pope's Exorcist came out this year. I can't remember. If it didn't, that one, because that one was stupid fun.
That was just stupid fun. It's funny seeing fun. What's his name?
Russell Crowe. And then he came out with a movie this year again about being an exorcist.
But he's not the Pope exorcist. He's just a different priest.
He's a different priest. But I kind of want to watch this one because it's about a girl getting possessed on a movie set, and he's supposed to be like the exorcist that's supposed to be exercising all that.
Yeah,
it sounds like dumb fun again. The First Omen had fun elements, good elements overall. Just another horror movie. Night Swim, not good, not a good horror movie, but it has jump scares. And then Tarot, again, kind of fun. I think I enjoyed that one better than Night Swim, but another just jump scare part. I think you might like Tarot. You and Denise watching it just for funsies. You know, it's not a great
movie.
That's
the Netflix one, right?
I think it is on Netflix. Yeah. Yeah, I just wanted to name those off.
That's fine. There's a lot. There's a lot of those movies that I haven't seen. I think The Platform, I still, there's one of the, there's an old one, not this year, but
I've seen
the second one coming out. I saw this one, The Sting. I haven't seen it, but I saw the trailer. I'm like, it's a spider who, a freaking spider.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the trailer?
Yeah, I've seen, yeah.
I think Trap. No, Trap is not a scary movie. No,
I don't think it's scary.
No,
no.
They fucked up on that one a lot, but
yeah.
I feel like I haven't seen that many those low budget ones, Jason. I've been seeing just like the ones in theaters. It's just, it's different for me to watch it in theaters than a house. I like going to the theaters. I got to go to watch a scary movie in the theaters. I kind of wanted to go see, oh God, what's it? The Strangers on theaters. I didn't go see The Strangers
Oh
yet.
yeah, I wanted to watch that one too.
Chapter one.
Yeah, I heard it's not good, but I wanted to watch it anyways.
I haven't seen a lot in
In terms of
like
body
you.
horror, The Substance, really, really good.
Oh, I do want to watch that.
But that's like a body horror.
Yeah.
That's not like a, I mean, it's a fucking body horror. It's just gonna be body stuff and ugh, a little bit of like,
Yeah.
ooh, you're gonna be watching and be like, oh, a little bit. But that's a
I think
really
I'm
good
going
movie.
myself.
Huh? You might have to watch that one by yourself.
Yeah. Didn't like that much.
That one's really good.
The
Alien
Deliverance.
Romulus. We don't have to talk about the Deliverance any.
I it had a cool concept, but then I was like, I kind of got bored, Jason, to be honest. I'm not gonna lie to you. I
That
kind
movie
of
was
got bored
garbage.
halfway, and I just stopped. I haven't finished it. I think I'm halfway to the movie. Yeah, you know what? Alien Romulus. I think
Wait, you didn't finish The Deliverance?
no.
Well, you gotta finish it now, Danny. You
No.
have to see where it goes. You have to see how she succumbs all of her struggles in her life. Spoiler alert, it's God. But you have to see how she gets there, Daddy.
Okay, I guess.
That movie's hot garbage. It might be the lowest rated movie on my Letterboxd this year. It might
Okay,
be. It
okay,
might be. I have to look
okay.
at him. Piece of shit movie. Alien Romulus, Danny, was another great one.
I think that's the second. My second favorite horror movie. It had everything I like.
Yeah.
Horror, like I said, that's why I like the aliens, and then action. And aliens.
Would you consider A Quiet Place Day One a
It
horror?
is. It is. That's
I
a horror
almost
movie.
don't for this one, because I feel like this
It's
one
because it's
wasn't.
open.
Yeah, it didn't feel as
More
scary
dense.
as the other one. Well, at least the first one. I guess I don't know. I guess none of them really feel like horror to me.
It's just the concept of, I like the concept of just like small areas, being like in the first one. Yeah, you're right. And then the second one's still good, how to deal with it. But yeah, they're not like horror, but they're still, people consider those horror movies.
Yeah. I don't think they've missed on any of them. Like, I think they're all good movies.
They're all good movies. Yeah, there's a game coming out, I think next month, I
A
think.
game.
A game based on this, on the franchise. Yeah, you're supposed to be really quiet. You're supposed to survive, like in yeah.
Interesting.
I've seen other. It's just those two movies, Jason. To me, Longlegs and
Alien.
Alien. It's just the ones that really. I've seen other ones. It's just those are the two ones that I'm like this year got me really excited. And you know what? I haven't seen Maxine yet.
Maxine's good. I like Maxine. That's more of, I don't know. Diane,
That's
are
a
you still in
slasher.
chat? Are you still in
That's a
chat? Because
slasher.
I don't know if I would call it a slasher, but it feels like it has the feelings of a slasher. But no, I guess it would be a slasher. It's just, I don't know. I enjoyed it. I liked Maxine. It was a great
Okay.
trilogy. One of the better horror trilogies with X, Pearl, and Maxine.
Yeah.
Those are good.
It's just Terrifier 3. We haven't seen that one. You
I haven't
know the
seen
funny
it.
thing about.
I think a man might think the ball scene is horror. Oh. That's true.
No, I seen the Olympic pains. Ugh. The
The
Pain Olympics.
pain.
Smile 1, I haven't seen it. I was excited to watch Hellboy the Crooked Man. You want something funny about Hellboy? Do you remember the 4 years ago, the last Hellboy with the guy from Stranger Things?
Yeah.
What's his name? I forgot his name.
I'm not gonna remember his name, yeah.
Yeah, anyways, so we went to the, well, I mean, horrible ass movie, if I
I
don't know
never
if
saw it.
anybody knows. One of the worst movies.
Oh, wow.
So, but I'm a big fan of Hellboy. So we went to We went to watch it in theaters, and we went to this theater that it was only like, I think there was only us two in the theater over like, I don't know how many seats, like 80 seats. It's a big theater. It was a big theater. Anyways, we sit in the middle. There's nobody who sits us close by, and I don't know where he comes. This guy by himself, and he sits right behind us.
Oh no. Nope. I would have moved.
And we were like, what the fuck? Why is this guy sitting right? I had to literally go like this every second.
Yep. I would have been doing the same thing.
Plus, the movie was
Any
all fucking
movement's like,
sucking.
yeah,
Yes!
that's not cool. I don't like that. I don't like when they, why would he do that?
I don't know.
That's horror right there.
But I do want to watch this movie, the new Hellboy, which it did not get any good ratings at all. Apparently, it got really low ratings. The Crooked Man, which it looks legit, but I don't know why they keep fucking up Hellboy. I
Yeah,
really don't know.
Guillermo del Toro did his, and I was fine with those. I don't know why we need to continue making live
It's just because they're
action.
trying. It has good. It's live action horror, which, but they're not getting it right, I think. But yeah, Jason.
It's
Go
been a
watch
fun
those movies,
year.
by the way.
It's been a fun year. We're still anticipating Nosferatu. Again, the inspiration for our designs here, as you see. Any more tangents? That should be a good one. That should be a fun one. Should be fun. Should be good.
Oh, I'm excited for it. I'm excited for it. But it's gonna come on till
Christmas. That's gonna be a fun Christmas movie.
Christmas time.
I
Yeah,
don't
I'm
know when
excited.
They Follow is supposed to come out, but there were a couple more that I'm not remembering off the top of my head.
Yeah, me neither. There's a bunch of them that just ones that
Wolfman looks like it could be good.
Okay, is that one supposed to be like related to what's it called? Related to that Invisible Man movie?
I think so.
Because
I
they were trying
think
to do that universe.
I don't know what they're doing, because obviously the Tom Cruise dark cinematic universe failed after The Mummy.
Oh,
But
good
those
movie, by the way. Believe it or not, Jason, I do feel like that's a good movie. I do feel that's a good movie. A fun movie. Not a good movie. A fun movie, I should say that.
Thread.
It's not supposed to be The Mummy, though.
There's gonna be a movie called another Insidious movie called Thread, an Insidious Tale.
I don't know, but I'll watch it for sure, but
Smile 2's coming out. That one movie with oh
I haven't seen it
jeez,
yet.
what's that? Black Phone 2 is supposed to come out as well.
Black Phone 2?
I don't think
What the
this year,
fuck?
but there's a Black Phone 2 coming out. There's 28
Next year.
years later.
Oh,
The
what the fuck?
Conjuring, The Last Rites.
The monkey.
There's that one movie with the British actor. Diana, if you're still here again, you know what you're talking about. We recently talked about it. I asked if you watched the trailer. Oh, I can't remember what it's called.
What actor? What's it called?
I can't remember his name either. I can't remember any of it. But it's gonna be a new Final Destination movie, Danny.
Wow, going back to the roots.
Megan 2.0.
You know, a lot of kids love that movie.
Yeah, kids are weird, man. Kids these days just.
Kids love Megan.
Yeah. Kids are. It's just.
The Exorcist,
Are you a
next.
fan of Terrifier?
No, not a big fan, but I can see why people like it.
I watched the first one.
Yeah.
And I thought it was. I thought it was scary. I was scared
Yeah.
watching it. I started watching the second one at home like a year ago or so, but I fell asleep. I'd never finished it. I gotta get back to it and watch it.
It's all right. The third one apparently it beat already Joker on the sales.
That didn't take a lot, though.
It beat him with I think it did over. It only cost 200 something thousand dollars to make the movie,
Yeah,
and I think
really low budget.
I think it already crossed 45 million or something like that, or
Yeah,
50 million.
that's gonna go down as one of the most successful horror franchises, just because the budget is so damn
It's
low
so
and they
low,
always
yeah.
succeed. Like it has a huge cult following now. People
It's a
love
scary
Terrifier.
clown.
It's a scary looking clown. He never talks. He never ever talks, and I think that's even scarier.
I thought, Jason, don't get me wrong. I thought it was a black guy dressed as a clown.
Oh.
I don't know why. I really thought it was a black guy. I don't know what it is, though. And then I'm like, okay, it's probably just a demon, dude. In my opinion.
I think one of the scarier parts is that it feels like you never know. There might be a crazy person who wants to dress like a clown.
Oh, yeah.
He just goes around killing people. I mean, I think, what is his name? William A. Gacy? Am I missing that name up? I think there was a club. Oh, shit, man. I really hope I didn't mess up that name.
It sounds right to me.
John Wayne Gacy. Almost got it.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, you almost got it.
I don't even know if he was the one. No, I don't think he's the one. There's a clown murderer. Oh, yeah. No, he's the killer clown. He dressed up as a clown and killed people. Oh, look. There's a Netflix doc. Conversations with a Killer, the John Wayne Gacy tapes.
That's fine. Okay, creepy. Yeah. It's funny that, they made so much money. Damn. Okay, that's creepy. They've been making money with these movies. It's funny because that first one came out, what? Fuck. A long time ago, 7 years ago.
Gonna have nightmares tonight. Well, everybody, that wraps up some of our conversations here for the horror movies. We're gonna continue and we're gonna go through with our spooky Sundays, Sunday spookies tangents. For the rest of the month, we're gonna try to get back. We're not gonna try to ditch you guys like we did the past 2 weeks. Don't worry. We'll try to do this again. We will make a huge, huge effort. We will plan it out for you all. Next time, it looks like we are going to do a tiers of favorite Halloween horror characters.
That's a fun one because there's a new ones in this world. Some new ones that come out over the years.
And
Terrifier?
I think I'm going to have to add that to the list that we were looking at yesterday. I'm going to have to add a couple, and that's okay. We could make sure I get around to doing
that. A nun?
That's
a creepy one. That's a really... Text them over to me as you remember them.
Dan.
Oh, yeah.
Text them over to me. So we're going to continue on with the spooky... what is it called? Spooky Sunday tangents here. Because we are in the month of October. We are now halfway into the month. Halloween season is coming up. And we are not far there.
It's a fun season.
It's a fun season. One of the best seasons of the year. Some say better than Christmas time / holiday season. Hanukkah, whatever else you celebrate around that time. This is my preferred time of the year, Danny. I don't know about you, but fall season.
I don't know about you. Okay,
Jason. I love me the fall time. Should be a fallen time. Sorry, I'm trying to think of where I'm going here. But I think that covers it.
No, that sounds pretty good, Joe. I like the falling time. Yeah, that sounds pretty legit. The punking me up time.
You know what I realized, Danny? Sorry, this is gonna be a quick little tangent. We're talking about fall, and I just watched Fall, the movie, where they climb up that huge thing. Why is it always two women that get themselves in these situations?
Oh, the one where they got stuck in the they couldn't get down at all.
Because then there's 47 meters down. Also,
yeah. Was that based on a true story?
I don't think so.
No, right.
Anyway,
it was just .
Anyways, we'll be back. We'll see you guys next week. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow us everywhere that you can find us, whether it's Spotify, whether it's Apple Podcasts, what is it called? Whatever it's called. YouTube.com/@SundayMorningTangents is where you'll find us. Not Spooky Sunday Tangents. That is just what we're calling this. Calm down, everybody. I see oh my God, the chat's blowing up from... No, I'm right. Stop calling it inaccurate. Danny, don't look
at that.
Shut up.
Oh, sorry. I was like, wait, what?
That was Danny. I've been Jason. This has been Spooky Sunday Tangents with a couple of tan.
Spooky Tangents. Oh, no, I fucked up, Jason. I'm sorry.
You did it on purpose.
No, I did not.